Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, call the meeting order at 6:33. Is it really on?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me.
I make a move to go into executive session.
Okay.
So moved. So second. Sorry. You make a move. You make
pledge
a motion. Allegiance
to the flag.
Make a motion. Flag has been pledged to. Okay. So.
You are back up.
Think about how you want, once they're in place, do you want the president here? I don't know if we want all of them, but the president, do you want them to have a designated report back to this committee on a monthly basis, every other month? Do you want them every other, you know, 1 month, and Suzanne Holt physically here every other month, and then the off month where we have a listing of what's kind of going on and what, remember what failed and why it failed, so we can look at that. I think our interviews gave us a lot of information about weaknesses and, you know, like to a person, I think they all read the same book. You know, it was infrastructure, 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 you know. So it's something we
but
need to
But then
the
next
at.
Step is, what do we do to correct that?
Correct.
So we can entice
yes.
economic development.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first meeting after their appointment, their whole committee should come here, if nothing else, to introduce so we all know and
okay.
they all know and congratulate them.
Is everybody good with that? Because I'll ask them to do that.
Yes.
Okay. And then thereafter?
And I'd also like to make a request
mm-hmm.
That a letter go to the current IDA. There was a resolution passed by the legislature 2 years ago asking for annual reports on pilots and jobs created and such. And they sent us one, and then we've never seen any more.
Okay.
I believe that came up at the last meeting, and they are working on it, but you have, I believe, downstairs both Paris reports that are easily available. I know Vicki has them.
All right. But let's see what we have. Let's see what we have and get it in. Because that's what we need.
Have you?
But
you were asking for that. Did you?
I asked for it. I haven't gotten it.
No. Resolution 157, 2012.
And the Paris report, is that what it's called? The one?
Public authorities something mm-hmm. something.
Well, there's a resolution that the county passed. Resolution,
yeah.
I think it's one.
I mean, I got specific information from Suzanne because I called mm-hmm. and I asked for the last 2 years of pilots. So she gave me pilots as of December 2011, and I wanted to also know the grants. And if you look at it, it's very, you know, as you would expect, Kingston, Ulster County, Ulster, Town of Ulster centric. With the exception of the Park Point piece. But so it's about, you know, kind of having a dialogue about, you know, the broader county and then addressing maybe looking at what some of their concerns were with regards to infrastructure.
And by doing it monthly with someone here.
And if it's so monthly, I mean, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
When
do
I look at
monthly?
The
no, no, no,
projects,
I'm saying
there's not
if the
a lot
IDA
of
is here on the odd month and Suzanne can come in on the even month, then we always have
that
body
idea.
To speak
that's
to.
That's a great idea.
And on the off month, then Suzanne can give us the narrative of the wins and losses type of thing. So we have that. So we always come from an informed position.
Not only that they are informing us, they will get a sense from being at our meeting on the issues that we want to bring forth to the legislature so that they take that back to their board and then... Next thing you know, we're starting.
Right.
But just so, while we're talking, just like, I don't know if everybody's going to be happy on the level of detail you get. And I've shared with you that meeting that was here that I told you, the governor's office, everybody, there were 20 people sitting in this room. And that deal is on life support. It was dead. It's back on. It's a sensitive... You know, they're pitting one community against the other. That's what I mean. This is the type of discussion. You can't take this information and run out with mm-hmm. it. Okay?
Well,
that's
there is a confidentiality
portion.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say. And that's and really, Suzanne Holt, she is the director. She is the liaison to the IDA. You know, either you're going to get, you know, whoever the IDA board chair is and Suzanne... But Suzanne sits on the IDA, so that's what, you know, but you okay. got to understand, and I'm just, like I said, this project, I mean, it could be dead tomorrow. I mean, it's 50 jobs. 50 jobs in Ulster County is a big deal. 50 jobs in Detroit is, who cares?
Well, that's might, not. The, don't use Detroit. That's a different.
Well,
Detroit. But then
it
came.
Is a big deal.
It's in Detroit.
Check another city.
So, but again, right. But if I may, and while I hear that,
you know,
but there's also we're legislators. There's also and you know, we're responsible for the integrity and confidentiality of things that come out of here that do not need to be discussed. I'm not saying that we need to know every nitty-gritty detail, but we should have a general sense. Mm-hmm. And the opportunities around what are some of the challenges about bringing business here are some of the very things that we can hopefully be mm-hmm. helping. And sometimes more thought and different perspectives around issues bring solutions that, you know, sometimes fresh eyes make a project a totally different that someone didn't think of. And I get what you're saying. Nobody wants
anything that anybody hears here. You don't run back to your caucus.
They're limited in what they can say. This is a public meeting. The press will be here and other people will be here. There's a limit at what they can say based on confidentiality.
Well, let me
but I think they can speak in general.
Let me just say something here. Right now, Jim, you're tremendous, and you're going to your 8 a.m. IDA meetings.
I try to make every meeting.
I understand.
I don't make the RRA meetings at 4:30. I go at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, you're sleeping at 4:30 probably. but in any event, you go, and you personally have a pretty good sense of what kinds of pilots are under consideration or who's doing what. And that's a public meeting, and the press can and does on different occasions attend. That level of information, I think, is what Lynn is asking for to be brought here. And we compare it to, right now, we don't know. Prior to, Lynn just, mentioning that the current projects are Kingston and Town of Ulster. How many other people knew that? I mean, you don't know what's pending. We don't know anything now.
No.
So whatever information...
You got the full pile list? It's
No,
it's
spattered. Just the last 2 years.
Okay.
Since December of 2011. I wanted to see...
Okay.
Because I figured this is the body, this is the group that were making some of those decisions, and I just wanted to have a feel for the things they were deciding. And that's really why I asked for the information.
And we should know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But again,
yes. And that's not confidentiality violating or anything like
it's
that.
It's dialogue. Right. It's really about talking about, what are the things that we can do here that can help with that from a county perspective and with these other
Well, what you're going to see is it in the earlier stages, because eventually everything comes before this legislature.
No.
Most certainly does. The Central Hudson pilot in Saugerties started at this table, wound up in there.
What? Deviated pilots come to the legislature.
That was a deviated pilot. They wanted to pay more. Okay, all right.
Did Park Point come to the legislature?
No.
Because it wasn't a deviated pilot.
Right, so only deviated pilots come to the legislature. All the others don't.
So, just on that thought, you now are going to try to influence the IDA on laws that they have in place.
This is not about.
I'm just trying to be.
I'm just trying to understand.
What I'm saying is, if they're consistently making decisions that are inconsistent with how a majority of this committee feels, then we can discuss with them the philosophy of their policies. Which, if they're not if they can be changed so they're not inconsistent with state law, should be discussed.
And again, once we start bringing Suzanne in, and we have that, and we start educating ourselves and educating them, that course we will take.
An informed body can do nothing but be beneficial. The more people understand and know. Mm-hmm. The more impact we can have and how we help to make things happen here. I firmly believe that. I think sometimes information, and not intentionally, but I think I understand, and sometimes intentionally, people are holding information because there's a concern, and I get that, but I think the more dialogue we have, the more open we are, I think the county benefits.
And I think that's what we'll have, bring those folks in.
Because
mm-hmm. it's not been done before.
Yeah, and my right, years. And I think that's great.
Okay, all right. Anything Who's else? Anybody?
Well, I was just going to say, I think every other meeting would be good, like what was brought up before, but have like a representative rather than, you know, try and make it so that all seven board members have to juggle their schedules to come in here.
We're also going to get
only right. first meeting.
We're also going right. to get the, a write up of. From Susanna.
And then I guess if there's some issue where we felt there was like a special need, we could make a special request yes. to have more frequent visits mm-hmm. from them during, you know, when there's issues that we would wish to get briefed on. And then I think executive session probably
well,
would
we could
be
always bring Susanna.
A good idea.
Susanna,
in view of what
can she's, Susanna's going to be the
liaison. Yeah, she's
the point. She's
the point. She's
Lynn, what else you got?
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with the names we're going out there, and we feel pretty good that mm-hmm. we can get the votes for these folks.
Well, at least the first six, the first five at least, they're to be no-brainers since they were unanimous in here. The other two, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion. Oop.
Okay, Herb?
I was going to make a motion for adjournment.
Okay, second.
Second.
Okay, Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Next Tuesday, we have our meeting.
The first? July 1st?
July 1st, yes.
Oh, my.